joined on the KRD Newsline now by Chris Mayotte, head coach of your CC Tigers, as the Tigers taking on an inner-city rivalry this weekend, and it's going to be a one-and-done for the Pikes Peak Trophy. Coach, let's talk a little bit about this matchup with the Air Force Falcons.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and I think, like you just mentioned, the one-and-done portion of it is certainly going to add some intensity and some pressure here on Friday night, which is what it's all about when you play for a trophy. You know, you want to make sure that that you have all the feelings, and you know, when you get towards the end of the year, it's most of the big games are one and done. So it'll be a good test for our guys to go into a tough Air Force building and play a tough team, and have the Pikes Peak Trophy on the line for just for one game.
Yeah, and I know last week when we talked ahead of your series against Long Island, that sweep, by the way, you'd mentioned still looking for that kind of complete game and having more participation from all three phases of the game. Did you see that maybe coming a little bit more to fruition through last weekend that you can carry into this Air Force game?
Well, I thought our discipline was better. You know, on Saturday night, we only took two penalties, only gave them two power play opportunities, which was important for us. You know, we still hadn't, I thought we played our B game. I thought against Union, we were pretty good, except for maybe taking too many penalties. I thought last weekend we couldn't quite get to our game as well as we were able to the weekend before. But it's been a pretty good week of practice, and I think we've been able to you know, hammer out a few things and emphasize a few things that are priorities for our program and for this team, and looking forward to see how we respond tomorrow night.
Yeah, and I know you'd mentioned, too, that sometimes that stellar goaltending from Caden, which we're really used to seeing, could, you know, maybe, you know, cover up some blemishes elsewhere. He only allowed two a game throughout those last two games against Long Island, so definitely still seeing that consistency between the pipes. But is there more that you could ask from your goaltender? Because knowing, especially as you mentioned, when it gets a little tighter and down the road, sometimes even those two goal games may not be enough to keep going.
Yeah, you know, he actually struggled through Saturday night's game, probably for the first period and a half, maybe two periods, where he was struggling to hold rebounds. You know, he just didn't look as clean as himself, but he really, you know, put it together the second half of the second and into the third and made some big saves that won us the game. You know, we relied on him a little too much last weekend, and I think that's something that, you know, it's good to get wins while you learn those lessons rather than losses, but there's still lessons that we have to make sure we're learning.
Oh, and good to have a guy like Caden Imbarico that you can rely on through those lessons as well.
No question. You know, I think a lot of what people expect of us this year and the expectations that we have for ourselves, a lot of that is knowing that Caden, we have Caden in the net, and you know, following the year that he had last year, he looks better this year. He looks more confident, all those things. So, we're looking forward to a big year for him. We know that he's a special player. We just hope we don't have to rely on him every single night.
Absolutely. Well, the momentum continuing on, the undefeated CC Tigers taking on their crosstown rivals tomorrow. Coverage starts at 6 o'clock for this one-and-done Pikes Peak Trophy Series against the Air Force Falcons. Coach, appreciate the time and insight this morning.
Andrew, thanks for having me. Go Tigers.